says colleges either prepare to reopen or decide whether to reopen. Got a little preview. What you as a student, or if you're sending your kids to college, what they as students just might be walking into. Let's go down South Jersey to Stockton University. That's where they dropped 5 charges against a student for his political Facebook status. 1 charge is still remaining. This is doctoral student Robert Dalyada. Still faces probation, community service, a decision-making workshop, and a fine for, well, I'll get into details here. And this is obviously an improvement. If all the earlier charges stuck, he would have been either suspended or expelled. Here's what Dalyada did. This was on his personal Facebook page, mind you. He wrote, in part, "I'm ready to fight to the death for our country and against those that want to take it down." Certainly something commonly seen from both sides of the political spectrum, quite frankly. University also expressed additional concerns about comments others left on the post. Some students found the posts to be offensive, threatening, concerning. Dalyada also used a photo of President Trump as his Zoom background during a virtual class. This was back July 1st. That brought about complaints from some students in a private GroupMe chat after class. The incident report for that described the background, stated that the photo caused students to feel offended, disrespected, and taunted. As you would expect, Stockton provided no evidence that Dalyada's posts caused any substantial disruption. So leading up to the penalty reduction that happened this past Monday in the number of charges, the administrators at Stockton on July 10th asked Dalyada to explain his political views. 6 days later, they charged Dalyada with violating the code of conduct for disruptive behavior, discrimination, harassment, creating a hostile environment, causing harm, and cyberbullying. Let's travel back up north to Rutgers University, where the Rutgers English Department is de-emphasizing traditional grammar so they can be in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. They recently announced a list of anti-racist directives and initiatives for the upcoming fall and spring semesters, assuming that they happen, including an effort to de-emphasize traditional grammar use, titled Department Actions in Solidarity with Black Lives Matter. So I'm not arriving at a conclusion. They're just flat out stating it. The email states that the ongoing and future initiatives that the English department has planned are a way to contribute to the eradication of systemic inequities facing Black, Indigenous, and people of color. One of these initiatives is described as incorporating critical grammar into our pedagogy. Under a so-called critical grammar pedagogy, this approach challenges the familiar dogma that writing instruction should limit emphasis on grammar or sentence level issues so as not to put students from multilingual, non-standard academic, and English backgrounds at a disadvantage. Instead, it encourages students to develop a critical awareness of the variety of choices available to them with regard to micro-level issues in order to empower them and equip them to push against biases based on written accents. Yeah, that's going to prepare the future generation for the real world, isn't it? Imagine going into your job interview after you graduate from Rutgers University with a teaching structure such as this. You sit down with the interviewer, who quite possibly might be your boss should you get the job. And the first thing you say is this be where I'm supposed to be and sitting? Yeah, good luck with that.